actually, it's very interesting for me because I've never conducted the Rakes Progress before, and I'm so delighted to have this opportunity, actually, and to work with David McVicar as well. And a lovely cast is very, very, very nice for me. What's really interested me recently, I did a production of The Rape of Lucretia last year, and I suddenly found that the neo-baroque, actually, which is much better description of the music, the neoclassical, of Britain, and Stravinsky writing these pieces, very similar period, I suddenly found a way in through the spareness by doing the Britain. I suddenly realised that I could do the Stravinsky in a similar way, that by understanding that this music has a sort of deep-rooted respect and sort of form that comes from the Baroque straight to us then in the 20th century, which means, actually, and this is what I didn't understand before, that Stravinsky takes these tiny little fragments of music, lots of tiny fragments, which by very clever use of harmony, so that you can construct longer sentences with them, so on, and then variation of these tiny fragments, you actually construct a whole movement. In fact, all his music is like this. Even The Rite of Spring has these little fragments which then build into something bigger or mutate. But I think suddenly discovering that a piece like The Rake's Progress is also like that, and that it's his harmonic control underneath that creates these longer phrases, and that once you understand that, you can really get into the way the music flies along. Yeah. I think one of the things that is incredibly clear with Stravinsky is the sound that he gets from the orchestra. Yeah. I mean, Rite of Spring, of course, is absolutely unmistakable, but all the works later, you hear a couple of chords and you know somehow it's Stravinsky. And what really fascinates me, and more, actually, is that he can write a piece with, you know, maybe five instruments playing, and it'll sound like a symphony orchestra. There's something about the way he understands the timbre and the way to mix the instruments that will do exactly that. You get suddenly this huge sound, and it's not that it's, you know, massively loud. It's just got this great sort of width to it somehow. And it's also, of course, what's lovely about Rake's Progress is it's very rhythmic. So you get this tremendous feeling, you know, you say Broadway, you get this kind of real sense of dance movement and physicality.